Good evening, folks. This is Carolyn Evers. And even though we're on the same station, we've been here for several years, this is a new time for us. And if you tuned into our show last week at this time, you got somewhat of an introduction to some of the things that we do. And one of the things I want to start with discussing today is energy. I've said many times, energy is all around us. Some people are very sensitive to energy and they feel it. For instance, if you're driving in a car and you come to a stop sign, you might feel the presence of someone's eyes upon you, and you turn around and, yeah, there's somebody in the next car looking at you. You felt their energy, didn't you? You might go into a store, and there's a lot of activity in there, and there's something in your body that just picks up all of the commotion, and you feel like there are discordant energies. People rushing, maybe thinking things that are not peaceful. There are just a few things that we know that even though we don't see energy, that we move around and we're in a sea of energy. People think about us, and if they're positive thoughts, we might even feel a little lift. Negative thoughts that attach a cord to us in some fashion, we might feel drained. This sea of energy, as I said, is all about us, and it's working in many ways. And I know that there are people out there who work with energies. They're energy workers, and they feel it. Some of them see it. They're very attuned to it. They're sensitive to it. And then there are others who don't give it a thought because they don't feel it. They're not aware of it. They don't see it. And maybe sometimes in their busyness don't even sense it. So just so you know that this thing is real and you can make it work for you, we're going to give you a little exercise to do. Sometime when you're out in the sun, think to do this. Stand in the sun and take your hands and just rub them together so that you're making some friction between your hands. And then spread your hands apart and slowly bring them together. You see, you have energized some prana in between your hands, and you get to a point where you're sort of compacting that prana in your hands, and it starts to feel spongy. You can actually feel it. And depending upon how sensitive you are to energy, the further out your hands are, if you're sensitive to energy, you'll start to feel it. And if you're not very sensitive to energy, you'll have to get your hands close together before you start feeling it. But work with this a little bit so that you can become more sensitive to the energy that is about around you and you can start using it. So it is an interesting thing to first of all discover, wow, I really feel something. There is something there. Even though I don't see it, there is something there because I can feel it. Working in the sun is interesting because, especially if you're in a quiet place where you can really pay attention to what you're doing, it certainly does open your eyes to what's going on. Another thing that you can do once you start feeling the energy. And you see, so much of life is about the belief system. If you believe something and you open up your mind to it, the mind embraces it. It becomes aware. And in your awareness, thought works in such a manner that it becomes part of your consciousness, and you are then able to start working with it. So belief system is extremely important. Because you don't believe in something does not necessarily mean it's not true. And conversely, because you believe in something doesn't necessarily mean it's true. So you must use discernment. My golly, that's a word that we hear so much, and what does it really mean? It means taking the time, maybe using your thought as far as diagnosing a situation, but it also means having faith in your intuitive nature that tells you that something is either right or wrong. And this discernment is very important. So first of all, you've got to take the time and become aware of what is around you in your environment. Because you might be holding on to belief systems that aren't true, and you might be missing out on reality that is true. Therefore, it's very good to come to situations with an open mind. Now, once you practice a little bit with working with energy, there are so many ways that you can use energy to influence what is around you in your world. Now, I know this might seem like something trivial at times, but have you ever used energy, the power of the mind, to find a parking space for yourself? I know I used to drive into a part of town that was had very limited parking and was difficult to find a parking space. And I really wanted to get close to the post office in this area. And so what I would do, I would start to see in my mind's eye a place that was available for me to park my car. And if I drove by the first time and there wasn't the space, I knew if I went around the block and I kept imagining this, that a parking space would open up. And it did. I know the first time I did it, it was really interesting to think that the energy from a thought can go out into the cosmos in some fashion and bring forth that which you had imagined. Now, these are little things, but it is the platform of truth. It is a platform that maybe you hadn't believed in before, but once you give yourself the chance of saying, okay, there is the possibility, and after the possibility, there comes belief, and there is this line. Once you start believing, you start trusting yourself. And as you start trusting yourself and your abilities, you start to move into another world where potential becomes possibility and possibility becomes fact. I guess what I'm really coming to, my friends, we are creators in our world. For eons, if you believe in reincarnation, and I do, we have come and gone in this dimension, And so many times we were persecuted. People did things to us instead of we forming our own future and arranging life the way we wanted to live it. Now, you might say, this is a strong stretch from working with some energy in the sun to formulating my future and then walking into it, but it isn't. It truly isn't. It all amounts to this. There are things in our world that we don't see and we might not hear, but it doesn't mean that they don't exist. And if you open up your mind and heart to them, these unknown things that you can use as power tools, you can change your life. You can decide what you want in your life, what you don't want in your life. And you have the power to formulate this. And once you start to understand this, and once you start to trust, your high self is right there, handing the tools to you so you can rearrange your life. Understand, you came here this time to do exactly this. And so we have a caller, and I would like to welcome you to the show. What is your name, please?
Hi, this is Scott calling again from.
Hi, Scott. I'm so glad to call back.
And
I
you
just
came
think
here?
Your situation is so intriguing to you and to me.
Yes, it is. Yes, I was wondering if on that question, this question about when I came into this third dimension or into this body, that what age that was?
Well, let's just say this for a second, that to our listeners, that Scott had called earlier and he had asked a question about whether he was a walk-in or not. And so we had a little bit of discussion about that, and we were running out of time in our earlier show, so I suggested that Scott call back, and that's where we are presently. So tell me, Scott, there must be a reason why you're asking this question. Why is it important for you to know the age when you walked in?
The reason being a couple reasons. One is just to help verify that that this is really truly happened to me.
You want some confirmation.
Yes, exactly. Just because of the particular memories and maybe that timeline would be able to relate several things, and even from the previous, possibly previous to that, why I decided that there was things that just, why even spend any time putting some of these this information that they were giving me, and like just when I started into school, and it was like, why even bother with this? You know, it's like, don't even use that. It's kind of like I had this hard drive, which I didn't know about, but using that analogy now, and only had so much memory, why use any of that memory on the things that they're telling me? Because it was like, they're not really truths. You know, that they just, you can read them and they can tell you about them, but they are never the way they really are. When they write them, it's just not the way it was. So.
I'm a little confused, my dear, and I'm certainly willing to help you, but are you saying that the information that you are getting, that you are to bring in, doesn't resonate to you as truth? Is that what you're saying?
No, I'm saying that the reason I was wanting a timeline is because before I started into school, into the school system, you know, first grade, second grade, so forth, that that at that time that was the information that, that the school system was giving me, I said wasn't real. You know, it wasn't correct. And that's why I was looking for a timeline to, you know, it's like, okay, don't bother with that. You know, was that because I knew that I would step out of the body and some, you know, I would step back in or whatever. I mean, it's just a way to try and figure out why.
Let me tell you something, my dear. I'm not a walk-in. And let me tell you, when I went to school, I used to sit there and think, where did they get this stuff? It's not true.
Exactly.
And, you know, so much of what's being thrown at us is skewed to other people's thoughts and is not really reality. So it could be that the person whose body that they had agreed to allow to change places with you, they could have had a high mental capacity that they questioned. And let me say, my personal belief is that humanity has been taught for so long not to question but rather to obey, and it had to do, I do believe, with the dark forces, that once you start questioning, nothing seems right. It seems surreal, because what people are claiming to be truth, once you start questioning it, you think, well, where did that come from? I can't relate to it.
Yes.
So I would say that it seems to me, Scott, that number one, you are a questioning person. Would you agree with that?
Oh, definitely. Yes, I need lots of answers, and my mission is truth. It's always truth.
Yes. And so when you look around you and you start questioning, so much seems like untruth that it seems like a very big job to try to straighten out all this, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. It definitely does. And that's what led me to this spirituality, that thing, dealing with it on the level that everybody looks every day at, that's not where you're going to fix it. You're not going to fix it politically. You're not going to be able, you can have some impact, but it's just so minimal. It has to come from the creative process. Everybody is tapped into some particular source, which would be God or creator. But the way that information comes through is how they're viewing it and how they're working with it, and what we are to do is to have another process, a completely new process.
Scott, do me a favor, dear. Just,
yes.
And I know you know how to do this, because this is not beyond you. Go within and ask when this transfer occurred.
Okay, I get, it's like 3 or 13 was it, so.
I believe that it didn't happen all at once. It was a gradual thing. Would you agree or disagree with that?
Yes, I would agree that, yes, I don't think it was instantaneous. I think there was a process for learning for both.
Well, the process was there, Scott, because you came from a place where the reality was so different from here on Earth, and the atmosphere was different. The particles here in this dimension that is lower are more compacted, so it took some going back and forth, you might say, in or out of the body, overlighting the body to even get accustomed to the feel of the energy here. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, it does. And right now, you know, just at any, I can just close my eyes and instantly go somewhere. I mean, I can do it in one breath. It's just boom, in and out. I mean, I can still, you know, But always having the awareness of where I go or what I do, I don't necessarily have that consciously, you know. Always have that.
Well, you know, people who meditate, and the more you meditate, can claim some of that ability, you know, moving back and forth. And it's a case of having the will to move the awareness. And
yes.
Consciousness being the way it is constructed, we all have that ability. But, you know, I was talking earlier when I came on the show, it's about belief systems. And if you don't believe it, you're restricted. You're not going to be able to do what you're capable of doing if you don't believe. So in that sense, so you believe because you've done it before and you know that you can do it. And so you can move about without a conflict. It's very easy for you. It's second nature. I think one of the big problems that you have, Scott, is everything is so different here. And I think you came with a sense that moving people's awareness and consciousness would be a little bit easier than it is. Don't you feel that way sometimes?
Yes. Yes, I do. And before you asked me the question of what I was here to do, and one of the greater things to do is to heal humanity, is for everyone to be in that place of the new earth or the new heaven or whatever they refer to it. And so the thing that I've looked at is that when we have events that happen that are joyful, they pass without any problem, without the body having any kind of misfortune to it. But when we have something that's painful and it ends up becoming a disease, that's where the disease comes from. So what I'm seeing is there just needs to be a very simple way to take that mechanism that we use in the joyful state and do the same thing with it in the negative side, on the side that causes us to have disease, you know, whether that's negative or just out of balance or whatever. And that's something that, you know, I was hoping that, you know, maybe you could look at, because it's been a process that I've been looking at myself and thinking that.
Well, if you listen to the first part of my show when I came on earlier with Charlene, I talked about some new discoveries that the Russians were talking about with DNA.
Yes.
Did you hear that?
No,
I didn't.
The very
beginning of the show.
No, I was late coming back in. I was doing some things
with
my wife.
What this was is some of the experiments that they had done with what we call junk DNA.
Yes.
And how human beings really didn't speak language. That was not necessarily the first thing that came into being. It was the DNA that was inside of the physical that enabled human beings to speak and start language. And the reason is that DNA itself is, how shall we say this, is transformed and moved through language, because that is, it's programmable by language, words, and thought. And this is proven. And so what you're really saying here, I do believe, is that if you are going to heal, that to be able to use words and language and commands to heal the physical, it can be done. Thought is used, and people are in dis-ease because of the negative thinking, negative words that they use, and this affects the human body. Would you agree with that or disagree?
Yes, I totally agree.
Yeah. They've proven it the laboratory. You know, you have a very difficult job, Scott, and something that might help you work through this, instead of thinking of the whole enchilada, because we human beings are there are so many threads to our thinking that's incorrect, and there's so many threads to how we live that's really not positive and doesn't serve us very well. Instead of thinking of the whole thing that you have to do, why not take one thing for a while? Instead of thinking of the whole thing, sort of like build a ladder, a pair of steps, perhaps. Think of it in terms. And so the very first step, the foundation, what would be the most important thing for you to work with? One thing.
We need to go into the process, the way that that information is processed. Everything that we have come to know is through the Fibonacci sequence, through that creative sequence, and I feel that particular sequence does not service us to our highest good. It's very helpful and it works, but I think we need to look at another way, and that may be what brings on the other parts of the DNA instead of using the Fibonacci, because that's through linearity, it through steps, through time. I think I want to see it be instantaneous. As the thought occurs, then it takes place.
Can I throw out a little challenge to you?
Yes, ma'am.
Why not work on that this week?
Okay.
In other words, work on an alternate plan other than that sequence so that healing would be instantaneous. See what you come up with and call me next week.
Okay. I'll do that.
How does that sound?
That sounds wonderful. Yes, I will bring that to you next week.
I love it. And I think this is really the answer, Scott. You want to do so much at one time, and you're kind of getting in your way. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So take one thing, and I think this is a marvelous place to start. I would love to hear what your creative process brings forth, and so we have a date. I'll talk to you next week.
All right. Thank you, and I send love to you all. Bye for now.
Goodbye for now, Scott. And so we have another caller in your name. Do we have a caller on board?
Carolyn?
We have somebody there. Yeah, you got to speak up, dear. Who am I speaking to?
Hi, it's Pat. Can you hear me?
I can hear you now, Pat.
Okay. Carolyn, I talked to you earlier. You told me to call back for some exercises. I want to thank you. Both you and Charlene helped me so much. I feel like I've come back to the living. I really felt like I was out of my body and just could not manage myself at all, and you both were wonderful help.
Well, I sensed that you were in a great bit of anxiety, and some of it was the thought that we were discussing. You know, once somebody starts feeling or thinking that they can't do something, it puts a tremendous pressure upon them. And so you, my dear, need to, this is how I see it, work on reclaiming your power. Doesn't that have a nice sound to it?
It does, but it's completely foreign to me. That's why I need to do it.
That's why I wanted you to call back, because I wanted to work with you on this.
Okay.
Now, you've heard of the solar plexus, haven't you?
Yes.
Okay, so that's in the abdominal area, and that is the seat of your power. You know, people who participate with the martial arts and other people in the healing circles, they know that is your power seat.
Okay.
So just for a second, I gather you're seated down, right? You're sitting, right?
Yes. Yes, I am.
Okay, put your two hands over the solar plexus.
Okay, and that is like under my breast?
No, the down further around the navel.
Okay.
In that area, take your two hands and kind of just rest them there.
All right.
And just relax and breathe deeply and think that you, even though you breathe with your lungs, you can send energy to a place by imagining that you are breathing there. So even though you're breathing through the lungs, imagine that the breath is going there in your power center, right where your hands are.
All right.
And see what the mind is doing. The mind is directing energy there because you are imagining that you are breathing there. So just breathe in and out a couple times, and you can almost feel the strength coming into that place. This is your power seat. This is your place in the world, and you have a right to be here. Feel the strength returning there. This is who you are. It is your place. Can you sort of feel the energy there that's building up?
I really can, yeah. Usually I don't, but I can.
Yeah. You want to do this every day. First of all, you want to feel your energy. You want to feel your power. You need to reclaim this.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you can say to yourself while you're doing this exercise, I claim my power.
Okay.
I am Pat.
Okay.
And you really feel it there. You really say it.
And then
I want you to do something that's going to be a wonderful surprise to you, and you can do this. We're holding the space for you. Just imagine a line of energy moving up from the solar plexus. It's going up through the body, and it's going through the crown chakra. Can you feel it up there? It's like a thread. It runs from the solar plexus, goes up through the body, up at the top of the crown. Can you feel it?
Mm-hmm.
Now, follow that thread over your head. Keep going, keep going, keep going up until you find yourself at the foot of Mother, Father, God.
Okay.
Are you there?
Yeah.
Isn't it exciting?
Yes. It's beautiful.
Isn't it? Now,
yeah.
I want you, you don't have to say this out loud, you can say it in the silence of your heart. I want you to tell Mother, Father, God what you feel about them, maybe that you love them, maybe that you want their assistance, their protection, their guidance. Whatever you choose to tell them, you tell them what's in your heart, and you will get an answer back. And if you can't verbalize the answer, you will feel an energy.
Okay.
Has that happened yet?
I'm in between doing this and writing it down so I don't forget for another time, so I'm...
You don't have to write it down, darling. Just do it with me. You can listen to the archives.
Okay.
It's important for you to feel this.
Okay.
I want you to feel the energy. I want you to hear Source speaking to you. I want you to know that Mother, Father, God is there and you can connect with them.
Right.
And that's more important than writing it down because you can hear it in the archive. I want you to feel it. I want you to hear it.
All right.
So you're there at the foot of Mother, Father, God. Tell them what you think, how you feel. Do you love them? Do you want them to guide you? And then listen for their answer.
Mm-hmm.
and let me know when they give you your answer.
Well, I knew right away I wanted them to love me, and I also have been wanting for quite some time now to really feel that I am connected and can hear God's voice every day, and the answer was that the love is always there and that the voice is behind me, and that's that part is harder for me to believe, I think, because I want it so badly and have some issue with confidence in that.
You have an issue with worthiness, darling.
With what? Because
worthiness.
Yes.
And you are worthy. And the reason that you're worthy is because you carry inside of your body little particles that were Mother, Father, God's, that was Source. You carry their particles. We call it the soul. Why wouldn't you be worthy? Now, you got the answer. Now, take your awareness and come back down into the solar plexus again.
Okay.
You there?
Mm-hmm.
Now, there is another strand that goes from the solar plexus down into the core of the earth. Follow that.
Okay. All right.
There is, in the center of the earth, there is a crystal. It is the shape of a merkaba, a tetrahedron.
Okay.
You are connected. This is your connection to the earth.
Okay.
Now, come back up to the solar plexus again.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there is a horizontal line that runs across through your solar plexus. You may not see it, but it runs there. And just intend that these two lines are connected together, because this is your place in the world, and you have a right to be there. Feel the power of that when these two lines connect.
You mean like lines coming from
well,
my
side? We just did a line up and down, going up the source, going down.
Oh, I see.
And
okay.
We're back at the solar plexus now. There's a horizontal line that runs across.
Okay, I got
intend
it.
Intend to connect those two because that's your place in the world, that horizontal line.
Okay.
Now, when you intend to connect those two, you will feel that connection and the power that comes from that. This is your place in the world.
Okay.
And tell me when you feel that.
I feel the connection, and I'm wondering, is that horizontal line, is that like the world, the physical world?
Now, if you think of the horizon, if you look out on water and there's a line at the end of the water, that's the horizon.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just trying to give you what the line feels like as it goes through your solar plexus.
Okay, all right.
And see, what this makes is like a cross. It's a line up and down, and it's a line across, and it's forming like a cross. And that crosses over in your solar plexus.
Okay.
And when that crosses over and you connect those two, you feel the power of that connection of your place in the world. And I want you to feel that.
Yeah, it's helping. It is helping.
Now, Pat, I will tell you something, dear. When this program is put up into the archives, you download it, and that exercise, you do that every day for 27 days. Now, I say 27 because it takes 27 days to make a habit. It's something about our mechanism as a human being. If you do that for 27 days and you make a habit of feeling your power and your place in the world, it's going to make a world of difference to you.
Okay.
Isn't that exciting?
It's great. You know, I think this is working so well because of the help that you two gave me this afternoon. It really made me sort of prime to be able to really feel this from you.
Good.
So I really feel it, and I'm grateful for that.
Well, just know you are a powerful person simply because you have a soul in your body. And in that soul, there's particles of Father, Mother, God, and you have the abilities of Father, Mother, God. True, they're watered down. They're not like exactly like Father, Mother, God, but what we have is the creative ability. And you can create whatever you want in your life, and what you want right now so much is to feel your power as a human being.
Mm-hmm.
So you do that, Pat, for the next week. You can tune in for our show next week, and maybe we can give you something else to work with.
Oh, thank you.
Build yourself up.
Thank you.
You're welcome,
thank you,
dear.
Thanks for being there and giving all that you do.
You're welcome.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye. As I said earlier in the program, our belief systems is what keeps us in a corner or a cage, or it opens up the door and gives us the freedom of the world. And so if things aren't exactly the way you want them in your life, you have to start thinking outside of the box. In other words, if you've had a certain form of thinking your whole life and you're not happy with your life, you have to change the way you're thinking, and it is so simple. We have another caller in your name.
Sharon.
Hi, Sharon.
How are you?
Oh, we're great, Sharon. What can we do, dear?
Good.
Are you the Sharon that called earlier?
Earlier today?
Yeah.
No.
Oh, it's a different Sharon. Okay.
I was at a healing class earlier today, and let me back up and say that about 4 years ago, I was healed of pinched femoral nerve, and I could barely walk. And
I sort of missed a little bit that you said you were healed as what? What was that word?
I was healed of a pinched femoral nerve.
I'm having trouble understanding that word. I don't know why.
Oh, pinched?
Pinched? H-E-N-C-E?
No, P as in Paul.
Uh-huh.
I-N-C-H-E-D.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was making
okay.
It so complicated. And so you had a pinched nerve.
Yeah.
Talk about thinking outside of the box. Okay, Sharon, you were healed from having a pinched nerve.
Right. So ever since then, I've been, like, on this healing, like, journey. And so I took this healing class today, and we were healing each other. And I just got this, you know, powerful light force within me. And I was just wondering if you could see or know of any way I can make a transition into, you know, I need to find some guinea pigs to test on. But anyway, my goal is to change, you know, and do that.
Are you asking me, do you have the power to be a healer? Is that what you're asking?
Well, I kind of think I know I do.
Of course you do. First of all, Sharon, let me say this. All of us are healers by our very nature. I sort of believe that healing is part of the love energy. Whether it's healing yourself, loving yourself, healing someone else, loving them, it's part, well, that's how I perceive it, that healing is part of love in that sense. And in that sense, we all have the capability to heal ourselves and others. And is really what you're saying is, do you think you have a mission to be a healer? Is that what's behind this question?
Well, that I feel like that has become my mission.
I guess the problem that I'm having is I'm not quite sure what your question is. You've been following the path of the healer. You're gathering information. You went to a class where it was demonstrated that you could heal, work with other people, and other people could work with you. And it's beautiful. It's a marvelous way of being introduced to the potential or the possibility of being able to heal. And my answer to you is yes, you can do this. It is part of our natural inheritance. So what's the next part of the question? That's the part I'm missing, dear.
I'm just kind of trying to figure out how I make this transition, how I...
You mean how you actually start doing this kind of work?
Right, exactly.
Oh, okay. Well, let me ask you a question. How do you think one would start healing, working with other people? How do you think you would do that? Give me one instance.
Well, I do on occasion work, you know, with friends of mine.
Yes.
So.
Here's how some people start. Maybe we can make it a little easier for you, Sharon. If a person has a pet, a cat or a dog, and they can work on them if they think they need healing, or someone else's pet, if you're a mother, you know, mothers are always working with their children to help them heal. They don't think of themselves as a healer, but they really are. You know, when people are sick, they want to go back to mom.
Right,
you know, mom,
exactly.
Yeah. So
yeah.
You might work with animals. You might work with your children. You might work with your friends. You know, you have friends who will confide in you that they need help. And so this is good because what you do is, first of all, you practice.
Right.
And once you start practicing, you see your eyes have been open to something. It's been open to the possibility that perhaps you're a healer. And so you practice because you know what is missing here. See, it's been demonstrated that you can do this, but you don't trust yourself yet. You don't have faith and trust. And how you earn that is just to practice a little bit. The first time you do something, it seems very difficult. But I will tell you, and you really know this, the more times you do something, the easier it gets, doesn't it?
Right.
It's like learning to drive a car. You know, before you really learn how to drive a car, it seems like something very strange and difficult. And even if you can remember when you first learned how to drive a car, you know, you got behind the wheel and you were kind of like all fingers and kind of nervous about it. Now you get into a car and it's nothing. You just go about the process because it becomes automatic. And that's how all of our skills are. And this is how healing is going to be. The more you practice, the more trust you build up. And the more trust that you have in yourself, the more effective you become. Does that
right.
make sense?
Yes, I agree.
Now, is there any other questions that you have about that?
No, not really.
I think it's marvelous. It's marvelous that you went to the class. Just follow up with this because I think you'll make a wonderful healer because, first of all, you have the interest and you see the beauty of it and the wonder of it, and you'll do just great.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Sharon.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. I was really glad that Sharon called because it sort of followed what we were talking about earlier about thinking outside of the box. So many times we think of what we can't do instead of just deciding to get up and walk beyond that and actually acting as a hands-on thing and just do it. And I'll tell you, in my life, a lot of times I started working with something and I thought, well, gee, am I going to be able to do this? And the next thing you know, I was just doing it. So, my friends, bless you all. Keep your thoughts high, knowing that you can do anything that you perceive as something that you want to do. Look to the sky with your goals. Follow those noble thoughts. You can do it all. And so, until next week, this is Carolyn Evers, and know that this particular show will be replayed tomorrow, Sunday, if you want to listen to some elements of it again. So, bless all of you. Talk to you soon, and check out our websites, www.metatronminutes.com, and also let's talk about I Am Yeshua Returned. I've got quite a few websites, and there's some beautiful messages there that Mary Magdalene has dictated to me about her support of her beloved's mission. And so if you love Mary Magdalene, you will love those channeled messages. And the website is www.IAmYeshuaReturned.com. See you next week.